From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Antitrust enforcers at the Justice Department are investigating several airlines for possible anti-competitive behavior. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports word of the investigation comes before a busy holiday travel weekend.
Justice Department spokeswoman Emily Pierce says the department is investigating possible unlawful coordination by some airlines. She didn't identify the companies under investigation, but United and others have confirmed they received a letter from U.S. antitrust officials. The move follows a request from Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal. He wrote the Justice Department last month to complain consumers are paying sky-high fares at a time of increasing consolidation in the industry. Airlines for America, a trade group, says there's no lack of competition in the industry, and it says customers are the beneficiary. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Declaring that Americans and Cubans are ready to move on, President Obama today announced that the U.S. and Cuba will reopen their embassies in Havana and Washington. In Cuba, where state television broadcast the statement from Washington, a letter from Cuban President Raul Castro was read, expressing a reciprocal intention to develop respectful relations and cooperation. President Obama says there is a next step in national health care now that the Supreme Court has upheld a key element of the Affordable Care Act. He spoke at a stop in Nashville.
We know there's still a lot of waste in the system. We know that the quality of care isn't always where it needs to be. And so my hope is that on a bipartisan basis in places like Tennessee, but all across the country, we can now focus on what have we learned. What's working? What's not working?
And the president urged all states to expand Medicaid. GOP presidential hopeful and business mogul Donald Trump is facing more fallout from his inaugural campaign speech. As NPR's Joel Rose tells us, Macy's department stores are severing ties with Trump after his derogatory remarks about Mexican immigrants.
Macy's joins a growing list of companies that are trying to distance themselves from Trump. The real estate mogul kicked off his presidential campaign last month with a speech that described some Mexican immigrants as rapists who bring drugs and crime to the U.S. NBC has since fired Trump from his reality TV show, The Celebrity Apprentice. And Spanish-language station Univision says it will not broadcast the Miss USA and Miss Universe pageants, which are co-owned by Trump. Now Macy's says it will drop the Donald Trump menswear line it has carried since 2004. The move comes after an outcry on social media for the retailer to do just that. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 138 points. The Nasdaq was up 26. This is NPR. As the government relaxes rules imposed in the depths of the recession, the CEOs of government-backed mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are getting large raises to about $4 million a year. Their pay had been capped at $600,000. The latest estimates from the UN Refugee Agency are that a record number of 137,000 refugees and migrants crossed the Mediterranean Sea into Europe in the first 6 months of this year. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency calls the Mediterranean crisis a refugee crisis. Despite common perceptions, spokesman William Spindler says most of the people trying to reach Europe's shores are not economic migrants in search of a better life. They are people fleeing for their lives.
The top five countries of origin of these people are all countries experiencing conflict or human rights violations.
Most of the refugees come from Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq, Eritrea, and Somalia. The number of deaths at sea also has increased dramatically. The report finds 1,850 people were drowned or went missing in the first 6 months of this year. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The visit of Pope Francis to the United States predictably has become a huge marketing opportunity. Organizers of the Pope's September visit to Philadelphia have launched an online store featuring papal plush dolls and bobblehead figures. The World Meeting of Families website also offers posters, T-shirts, and life-size cutouts. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News.